Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 335, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
It is a cooler day here in Sydney. Over the past few days, maybe 3 or 4 days, maybe 4, it's become winter.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. And it shouldn't shock us because it is very close to June, which is winter, but it still shocked us.
I mean, also winter happens every year, so it's surprising that it shocks us.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was the dramatic nature of it happening. It wasn't like cool, getting cooler, it's cold now. It was, it's all right.
Ooh. Warm, it's raining.
Oh, warm day.
It's now cold.
Freezing cold.
Yep. We're eating a veggie Rogan Josh. It's got carrots, cauliflower, leftover kale, and chickpeas.
Rogan Josh has a very robust, how would you describe it, flavour?
It's like a veggie stew.
Yeah, but
like a winter.
The Rogan Josh, it's a good curry.
Mm.
I don't know.
I think because it doesn't have any cream or like
feels
yogurt
rustic,
in it.
Rustic.
Mm. That'll do. All right. I have a quiz today that's related to Cate Blanchett because we'll be sporking about her.
Sporking about her.
In a minute in the news. We've got a watching suggestion each and we can't watch anything because we're busy playing something.
Yeah, we've got a current obsession.
Can't stop, won't
stop.
We're
using our eyes for that.
Yeah, so and a lot of our time.
So there's a lot less watching going on.
We're not sad. We're not sorry. It's just what it is. So that's all coming up for us very soon in this thing called a podcast, which we're already in the middle of and you're listening to it. If you are listening to it, which
well
you
done
are,
you for listening to
well
it.
Well done you. And hey, come a little bit closer, unless, of course, it's already in your ears. Thank you. Now, while you're eating Rogan Josh, do you want me to say the news or do you want to say it as well? Now it's
I'll
time
join in.
For the
news.
Did you know that listening to this podcast gives you immunity against energy vampires? Keep listening to We Are The Watchers.
Cate Blanchett, she's got a new film out called Rumours. And it sounds interesting. I wouldn't mind watching this one, actually. She was at Cannes Film Festival last weekend, doing all the press conferences and everything. It's a dark comedy, and it's about a group of world leaders who meet at the G7, you know, this sort of major political economic meeting thing. You know, you've got Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, United Kingdom, and the US, but they all get lost in the woods while trying to compose a joint statement.
In the woods.
It gets better. Then debauchery ensues, as it says in Variety.com, and there are romantic connections between a few of the politicians.
Oh, that does sound funny. When you said rumors, I was not expecting anything
it's
remotely
so good.
Like that.
Like, that synopsis has me going, oh, yes, I will watch that.
Today? Can I watch it now?
Can we go to Cannes and can we go back in time and
I mean,
watch
the other
it?
Thing is, you know it's going to be good because Cate Blanchett does not choose rubbish.
No. And as we will find out in the quiz, she picks a nice mix of stuff too. Literally, there is something for everyone in Cate Blanchett's filmography.
I've got a Cate Blanchett fact of something she's been in.
Yeah.
That dates back a very, very, very long way.
Is it Australian?
It is Australian. Is it in the quiz?
No, because I was worried I would get to in the weeds, but it sounds like you are in the weeds.
Yeah, of course I'm in the weeds.
It's Cate Blanchett, I sort of.
She was in Police Rescue.
I saw that.
I remember the episode.
Really?
And it's a good one. It's a really good one.
What happened?
Okay, I hope I haven't got the episode actually muddled
I know,
up in
this
my
would
head.
Be terrible.
It would be terrible because the police rescue experts will come banging down my door being like, you got it wrong, loser.
Yeah.
If I've got it right, there is some sort of a chemical spill.
And hazardous.
Hazardous spill. And obviously the police rescue people have to go in.
Obviously.
But in the showering afterwards, they're contaminated. And so then this thing of, are they going to be contaminated forever? Or, you know, how are we going to manage this waiting period?
Is it kind of like they're worried that it's going to be a zombie apocalypse, or are they just like, these people might die?
Oh, look, it's Australian drama. So they did sort of try to apocalypse it a little bit. You know, you got to stretch the 60
within
minutes.
Within the budget. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, these people are going to die and the world's going to end.
Now, Police Rescue was a show in the late 80s, early 90s, maybe. Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
And it was on the ABC, the Australian Broadcast Corporation. Mm-hmm. And it was set in Sydney and it was about police rescue. Now, they are the branch of the police who will go to accidents or, you know, someone's fallen down a mine or someone's fallen down a well or someone's fallen down a mm-hmm. cliff and they're still alive and they need rescue. And can I say, to this day, whenever I see a police rescue truck, I go, oh, police rescue. Oh,
I know. That's so exciting. I loved that show. Mm,
it was an exciting show.
It was such a good show.
Surprised they haven't redone it.
Oh, there's been versions.
Yeah.
Like there was
Water Rats.
So that was
the, right. It's not the
there
same.
There was Rush. Rush was an Australian police. And that was a little bit more of a bit of everyone. So there were the detectives, sure. But there were the police rescue people.
I didn't watch that, so I obviously didn't know about it.
I didn't watch it at the time. I watched it early streaming days. And I was like, ooh, I'll get into that.
Was it an ABC thing?
Good question. Mm.
Look, Rumours is the film. It's not an ABC thing. It's an independent film. It's not independent, but it's independent of the ABC. At Cannes, you know how like the thing that they do in Cannes is they're like, we will give you a standing ovation, but don't think that's special. We will give you a standing ovation. It depends on how long the standing ovation is as to how special it actually is.
So if we're still applauding 2 days later,
that's phenomenal.
It was good.
So she and, sorry, the film, Rumours, got a four-minute standing ovation.
The film.
The film got a four-minute standing ovation.
That's pretty impressive because I reckon after a good 90 seconds, you're like,
I'm over it. It's awkward.
My hands are a bit tired.
This is awkward.
We're still going?
Can I go home now? Oh, sorry, I want to get an Uber back to the hotel because I'm not home.
You know there are people in that crowd that know second for second what other films got. And so they'd be like,
yeah.
In comparison to Mission Impossible 15, this is good.
You're not
so
far off.
We can't stop.
Mm.
Oh, that's what Mission Impossible 15 got. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, right.
Three more.
So you're like, this is a 327 clap film.
Yeah.
Or a 4 minute, 23 second film.
That, I want to be there.
Mm.
I want to be there watching, joining in. I'll join in. But I really want to watch, like, are there looks sideways? Are people going, now or not now?
Because surely no one's actually enjoying that, right?
No.
It's like a rave, right? You only enjoy it for a few minutes because it's funny.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, we're doing this for another 6 hours.
I don't want to.
I don't want to do this. And you look around and you're like, oh, everybody else is on drugs. That's why they're liking it because they're not quite
with it.
Yeah.
But, hey, so are the cast –
they're there.
Standing on the stage.
Yeah, no. Oh, I don't know about her. But I've seen, we're going to talk about another one in a second, and I've seen that they were sitting in the crowd. They had just watched the film.
Because I could imagine it would extend out if they're like, okay, credits rolling. Great, nice job. Keep it going. All right, director, walk out. Keep it going, keep it going.
Yeah.
Okay, cast. Go slow, walk slow.
We need one at a time.
We need to beat the other one.
They've already seen the film. Should we introduce you all or do they know who you are now?
Yeah, introduce.
Okay.
But not too many words.
Yeah.
They can't stop clapping. This is not a conversation. This is pure introductions.
Yes.
And here is Katie Pletchy.
Katie Pletchy. She's the least Katie Kate I've ever met.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, I'm almost surprised that she's gone Kate and not Catherine.
She's Catherine. Has to be Catherine.
Do you reckon it's Kate, like professionally, but amongst her family, it's Catherine?
Yeah, her mum keeps calling her Catherine.
Catherine. Look, speaking of Khan standing ovations, Kevin Costner got a 7-minute Khan.
What?
Standing.
I thought four and a half was long.
Yeah. 7 minutes is, I suspect, just judging by the photograph of him, I reckon a good 4.5 minutes of that is for that toupee. Come and have a look. What do you reckon?
No.
Yeah?
It's top and bottom. It's,
yeah.
He's committed.
He was there for a Western film, like a country and Western.
Look at his face.
Yeah, I know, true. And because he's got, sorry, she means he's got facial.
I mean his facial yeah, hair. Facial I don't hair. Mean like the work he's
such a he's such got a eyebrows. Country and Western. yeah, it's called Horizon. And he promises 3 more installments of this epic American saga. Epic American saga. Now it's all about, you know, back when there were cowboys and there were fighting and people taking over ranches, cattle ranches, soldiers building a future for themselves in the region as well as the poor natives who lived there first. He apparently it's a deeply personal project for him. So he put a lot of his own money into making this film, and the budget was $100,000. I don't know I doubt he probably spent it all. $100 million. Sorry so about that.
He didn't put much into the budget.
No, just $100,000. So did you know that, or did you realize, or have you thought about the fact that George Lucas, for those prequels back in the 90s, he funded those.
I know.
It's crazy, right?
Especially the first one.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Unbelievable.
Back yourself.
And he did. And look where he is.
Look where he is.
He's busy being George Lucas.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Kevin Costner wants to be, but, you know, in the Wild West.
Mm.
I don't know. It's set in the 19th century. It's exactly what you think it's going to be. I think if I'm only allowed to watch one of those two films that we've just spoken about.
I'm watching Kate's.
Catherine.
Oh, sorry. I'm watching Catherine.
Rumours. By the way, Rumours, the title is based on the Fleetwood Mac song. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me. Yeah, that's what it is.
Fun.
Yeah. Do you want to know more about more movies that may or may not happen? Or do you want to know one about definitely happening or one that may happen?
Definitely.
Okay, this one is 28 years later. We've heard about it. It is a sequel to 28 Days Later, which was a zombie apocalypse set in London, I'm pretty sure, if my memory serves me. Oscar winner, Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
He will be joining the cast. That has been officially answered. Yes.
Great.
He is coming along. There were some pretty cool people already attached to this, and I'm wondering if maybe if I say some of the names, you'll be like, yeah, I think I might. Ralph Fiennes. I was going to call him Ralph for a second.
I'm not sure about him.
Jodie Comer.
Yep.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson, who is rumoured to be the next James Bond.
Ooh.
Pretty good. Pretty good. This is, okay, so the first one came out in 2002. And it was pretty much the same.
Oh my God. As if you're going to do Dead something opener. 22 years ago.
Yes, I know. I know.
Why would you not?
I know. I think they just, maybe they didn't think it was going to happen. I'm not sure. Maybe they thought it was going to take 6 years or else they went, he's just won an Oscar.
Yeah, that's it. We're it's pushing all about it. Money. It's We're all pushing about it money. Through.
Okay, so the maybe happened, right? So Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger were in a film called Twins where they played twins. Yep. And they were also they're part of the Batman universe where Danny played the Penguin and Arnold played the cold guy, Freezy Man. I can't remember his name. I just remember thinking, okay. But twins, more importantly, twins.
Oh, and classic.
So they are really, really into the idea of making a whole new film together. It's not about twins. Oh, they were also in Junior together. That was
that's the one I was thinking of. I like that one.
But they really want to do a film together, but they don't really know what they want to do. And you know what I'm going to say to these two blokes? Hurry up and make your decision. I don't want to, like, worry anyone, but you're both in your 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe just pick one of the scripts you've got and go for it.
Do you know what I say?
What?
Christmas movie.
Yes, Hallmark Christmas movie.
Mm.
I mean, obviously better.
With a big budget.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Big budget cinema Christmas movie.
Yeah, it has to be cinema release. Has to be.
I'm far more interested in the maybe movie than the definitely movie.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse is not really your thing.
It's not my thing. But, you know, a twins revival,
I'd do it.
It has been a while since these two blokes have been in a film together. I want to see this, but still, all right, let's put these four films that we've spoken about in order, right?
Rumours.
Rumours number one. What's number two? The maybe Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, what was the fourth one? I don't remember what the fourth one was.
Kevin Costner's.
Oh, okay. All right. Rumours.
Rumours.
Danny DeVito.
Yes. Are you going to go 28 years or are you going to go Wild Wild West movie?
They're on the same plane.
Really?
I'm not going to watch either of them.
Really?
I'll be honest. I'm not watching either
See,
of them.
I mean, even if I was not a zombie apocalypse fan.
You'd pick that over Kevin.
I'd pick that for a couple of reasons. But the main reason would be it is going to be shorter. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Kevin Costner's not known for short films.
No, that's true. Okay. So, yeah, if I'm being pushed at the edge of the cliff to
and
make a
are.
Decision.
Kevin, you're going to watch
Kevin and his moustache and goatee, you're coming last.
Sorry, Kev. But you'll be right.
Unless he said
yeah.
It's a short film at 28 minutes.
It's not though.
No, but he was pushed at the edge and it was
He's being
you
pushed.
Put your director skills where they matter and make it a short film. You've got 28 minutes.
It's
go.
Not bad. Not bad. I would actually watch that.
I'd watch that over.
I'd probably watch that over Danny DeVito because, I know that would happen. Like 28 minutes, I watch that. We're like, okay, now I get to watch Rumours and, you know, in a couple of years' time, there'll be something.
And Kevin would be like, 28 this. I had to interrupt you because I really wanted to.
He solves the whole zombie apocalypse problem in the Wild West.
Not in 28 years.
He's good.
Did it earlier.
That good. We will have a Cate Blanchett quiz coming up for you very soon. But first, we have to get into some watching, playing suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So I've been watching The Veil. That's on Star or Disney or Hulu probably in the US. It's Elizabeth Moss's new – I was going to say film. It's not. It's a series. I believe it's probably limited. I feel like it might have an end. I was a bit worried in the first episode that it was she had probably put in her contract. Eddie.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi. You right?
All right. Get down now. Thanks.
I was really worried that maybe she had in her contract must stare at camera, like in Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Must stare.
I've got really pretty eyes.
Yeah. Mm. Or maybe like a slightly manic smile, stare into the camera.
I know the smile.
You know it. It's in every episode of Handmaid's Tale. So I was worried about that because the first –
It happened.
She did it.
It happened.
I was like, oh, God. But I haven't seen it since. And I am four episodes in. They're releasing them once a week.
Is it fab?
It's really good. I think the first episode, like a few things happen and you're like, So is this trying to be Homeland?
Yeah, when I saw the trailers, I had that.
I think it is kind of trying to be that.
Mm.
But she plays an English lady, an English character. Her accent's not bad. It's not the best, but it's not bad. And she's trying to figure out if this woman in a Syrian refugee camp up on the Turkish border, if she is a mastermind or one of the heads of ISIS. And the woman doesn't deny being part of ISIS, but she's more coming at it like she hasn't really said why yet.
Mm-hmm.
But she kind of is more like I was pushed into it more than anything else. And she is from Paris, but she is of Arabic descent.
Yeah.
So she speaks fluent Arabic, fluent
French
as well, and she has a daughter and some family in Paris. So she's a bit keen to get back, right? Mm. And the French, I'm going to call them the French spy guys. have hired the English spy lady from
MI5
I don't know. She's a spy lady from England, and she's speaking to the French spy people, and they're like, can you please figure out if she is the real deal or not?
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of, they're both being really super polite to each other, and I feel like they're both, well, she definitely is playing the game. And suspected ISIS leader is probably playing the game too. And she is a bit.
100%. I can so it's feel kind it already. Of
like, it's kind of like cat and mouse without chasing, if you get what I mean. Mm. And there's lots of action and fun, you know, to sit on the edge of your lounge kind of moments.
Yeah.
I like it. And I really thought that you would like it too. So
I'm going to try and get into it. I've got to catch up. You've done too many.
There's four episodes.
Are they long?
I think maybe an hour tops. I think one or two of them are like 45 minutes.
Okay.
Let me have a look. So the episodes are like, the first one's 46 minutes. The shortest one's 38.
Okay.
So around there.
I'll be able to catch up.
Yeah, I think you can. They were, and I didn't realize that they were releasing them weekly. So I was like, came back to watch another episode, and it's not in your continue watching. I was getting really angry. It's like, you stupid app.
You're like, why is it not refreshing?
That's because it doesn't exist.
I do that more often than I should.
Far out. So The Veil, Elizabeth Moss, I would definitely say watch it. 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we've got. So hold on for one more day. I'm trying to think of a...
Hold on for one more day.
We will be, speaking of days, we'll be talking about a video game that we are totally obsessed with again. But firstly, you have watched something that you're like, eh.
Oh, I'm not sure yet. I'm going to give it a go. So I logged into Amazon Prime and I, found a show called Expats. There's a lot of shows called Expats.
Oh, wait. Is that the one with
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
So I was
It's set in Hong Kong.
It's, I think, as well, only a limited series, 6 episodes.
I reckon that would be a Nicole Kidman thing.
Yeah. She's an executive producer, so her hands are in all pies. She's the lead character.
She's doing the Reese Witherspoon.
She is. It's set in the very vibrant city of Hong Kong, and the shots that you see are this mixture of that kind of grimy, you know, hundreds, thousands of people in high-rise buildings that are very unkept and dark and dingy in comparison to the very wealthy apartment blocks of the expats and the how beautiful those ones are, and they're
is
up on the hill.
Is it set now or is it set?
It's set now from what I can tell.
I wasn't sure if it was set like before 97.
No, it's set now. And it follows 3 American women, expats. There's Nicole Kidman, Sarayu Blue, and Ji Young Yu. And as I said, they're all American women. And what's funny about it, and what I'm not sure about but I'm willing to keep going, is the introduction gave you an introduction that was then not referred to whatsoever in the first episode.
Were you supposed to wonder what happened?
Were you supposed
to be like, hang on, what's going on?
I was like, when it started, I thought, oh, it's a little bit like a documentary. Okay, I'll go with it. And then the first scene after the intro was a woman essentially talking about remorse and being culpable for horrible things and how she can't live with the guilt of what she's done onto these other people. And it's this busy, busy street in the middle of Hong Kong, and it's the crosswalk and hundreds of people are crossing over it, and one woman kind of comes in to view, and as she passes the camera, then she turns around and just stares at it, and you're like, oh, okay, now we've got something. It's her. Something to do with the beginning and what she's talking about. And then the story starts on a completely different family, and you really are just not sure what's going on, but something tragic has happened, something that's pulling the family apart, but family members keep coming into the scenes. So you're like, well, who? What's happened? What is going on? And they allude to it the whole time, but it was about halfway through the episode and I thought, I still have no clue what's happening. Like, I'm jumping to conclusions, but they're not quite telling you. There are little snippets of news in the background and you think, is that it? Or is that a red herring? So they're really wanting you to stick with it.
So there's a mystery there for sure.
There's a mystery. All I can assume is something has happened to Nicole Kidman's son, one of her sons. We don't know what's happened, but it seemed to have happened a fair distance in the past, like at least a year, 12 months. And then they host this party and all the people at the parties have been like, what are they doing? Like, we're here because we feel bad, but why are they having this party? Like, how can they possibly be celebrating? And then people saying, why are they still in Hong Kong? They should just go home. And so you're constantly thinking, like, where is this expat bit coming in? And then where's the third character and the one from the beginning? Like, what is going on? I'm intrigued by it. I really am. So I think I'll keep.
I reckon you should.
I think I'll keep going with it. And Nicole Kidman is one of those ones that she chooses.
She does.
Good stories. So you think.
Nicole and Catherine.
Nicole, Catherine and Reese Pye.
Reese Pye.
You know, they are a step above.
They
aren't
are,
they?
Aren't they?
They really are. But can I just make a point of how sophisticated and a step above the Amazon Prime app is in comparison to all of the others. Have you seen some of the things they do? So if you're playing a show, there's a button you can press in it and it will say, it'll track who are the actors in that scene.
Oh, in that scene. I love that. Scene. I think that's so good. And I'm so surprised it's not a thing. Maybe they have like the copyright or something to it.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I just happened to accidentally have it left open.
Oh, right.
And I looked down, I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, it's showing me. And then it flipped on me and I watched it change. Oh.
That's cool.
That is awesome. Not only that, it has a section where it shows you all of the music that's included in that episode.
Oh, really? Huh.
Isn't that good? And I think some of the other apps, I can't even get it to pause on the app because it drops out, the internet drops out, all of this, and it's just that is such a
that
sophisticated,
really
user-friendly. It's they're not just saying, yeah, choose a thing, press play,
you have a
move on. It's actually interactive. Well done, Amazon Prime.
I didn't know about that music bit. That's
yeah.
Should try that on Fallout because there's so many old songs in that series, you know, and you're kind of like, oh, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
And your first thought is, maybe there's Spotify playlists that people have done, but if it's actual.
It's right there.
That's really cool.
Speaking of cool.
Year two, almost autumn, late summer.
Late summer.
Late summer, Stardew Valley. I've played this before. I got really close to getting that community center open. I couldn't get a damn pomegranate.
Oh.
Left it too late.
You didn't grow
I would
it.
Have to wait another year. I was waiting for the lady at the, you know, the caravan, the purple caravan. She never had one. Oh, gave up hope. Anyway, we're starting again.
But you got all the other stuff.
Yeah, I had absolutely everything else.
Absolutely.
I had absolutely everything else, yes. Now, the thing with this playthrough that we're doing now, we're taking in turns, doing a day at a time, which is kind of fun because you feel invested. And the reason we're doing this, and I know you're saying, but there's co-op. Yeah, the co-op will not work on the PlayStation. We cannot
get it to work
like couch co-op. It gives you the option and then you go to press X and nothing happens.
Nothing happens. We've got a house for a second person.
We've got a house for the second person.
But nothing happens.
It's really frustrating because we could be so rich by now.
I didn't actually think of that.
Because you could be dealing with the farm and fishing and then I could go mining and foraging.
I get a bit scared in the mines.
Yeah, it is quite stressful. Mm. But you need the stuff to upgrade stuff.
You do.
But since I played it, which was a few years ago now, I think it's before pandemic actually, I played it, he has released a whole heap of other stuff in there. There's been many little updates, expansions, different areas.
Cool.
and I want to find out what they are. I've been trying not to look, but the reason I wanted to start playing Stardew again is because we wanted to play something together.
Yeah.
And I had heard that there was a new update. And now I don't even know what that update is. It just it brought it to the top of my mind again. Imagine having a project that you've been working on by yourself for, I don't know, 8 years or something. I'm just guessing.
But it's so intricate.
There's a lot to it.
It's a web. Like his storyline that he would have come up with is so intertwined. He would have had the best time making that up.
I'll say.
Because he could have just run wild and not had other people being like,
Yes, nah, absolutely. Nah. Yeah. Yeah, true.
I mean,
the
dialogue in it is a little bit dry. But now that I know that it's one guy, it kind of makes me laugh when I read the dialogue.
Funny, right? And I love the fact that it's not just you doing chores, right? Because if you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, you can go in and talk to people in the town. You can give them presents. You can make your friendships or your relationships. Yeah. You can marry people. You can go digging in the mines for artifacts and gems. You can go fishing and try and find elusive, super rare fish in different areas at different times of the day. It's just
I think that's the thing so addictive that gets me, or it's like, and we've had to Google a number of things.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I don't care. I will Google.
Where can you get a catfish? We've had to look that up, and it'd be like, they're available between 6 and 7 when it's raining. Like, oh, I would never. Okay. I would never.
How
have
would
known
you know that?
That?
Yeah, no. It'd be more luck. It's and kind of like when you go to give, I don't know, Jody a cauliflower or something, and you're like, I've looked everywhere. Is this her house? Is this not? I'm like, I'm just going to look up her schedule. There is a schedule on the Stardew Valley wiki that it just tells you where the people are at different times of the day in the different seasons.
That's cool.
I love it.
I like that.
So what we're doing right now is we're working towards saving enough money to put it all into that part of the community center that will start the bus again.
Yeah.
Old drunk Pam, the bus driver, is going to drive us to a special place. I don't want to say, even though it's old. But
I don't know it.
You don't want to know, do you?
No, I don't want to know.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to lean for that because that will give us more adventures and more things as well. So that will be really exciting.
I mean, meanwhile, back at the farm, that's the thing I like to do. I'm trying to grow an orchard. So I have to keep everything nice and tidy. And
so you've got, what have you got actually
peach
fruiting?
Tree and an apple tree?
Yeah. So apple should be next, I think. Yeah. That will be autumn. But they're already planted ready. Same with the pomegranates. There was another one. Did you buy the cherries?
Oh, maybe it was cherries.
There's a four-year-old who goes rogue sometimes at the shop.
Yeah, so when we play day by day, it's actually every third day because the four-year-old insists on having a day.
Where she does nothing.
Where she doesn't do anything. She spends a lot of money. And you have to like jump in and be like, we don't need 30 cans of salt, like soda.
The JoJo dream. But yeah, there's so much of that. It's so fun and I can't wait for us to just get that community center going.
It is a game, I have to say, that by myself I don't think I would have gotten into as much. I like the community aspect.
The fact that we've got missions.
Yeah, and I like that on my turn I clean up everything and then I ask you, what should I do? Like every time.
And you're like, oh, it's 2 o'clock already in the afternoon. Yeah. Quick, go see Clint. See if you can upgrade the pickaxe for us.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. Yeah, a lot of fun. Probably we'll still be playing it this time next week.
I reckon. Check in, see what we're growing next.
Oh, my gosh. Cate Blanchett, quiz time now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you the synopsis. It's a classic. Synopsis, you tell me the film. There's a lot of films that I was like, oh, I recognize the name. I haven't seen it, though, but I've tried to steer clear of those.
Okay.
Debbie, name withheld, gathers an all-female crew to attempt an impossible heist at a New York City's annual Met Gala at New York City's
Ocean's 8?
Mm-hmm. Ocean's 8 from 2018.
I was like, I can't remember what number.
Now, that was a cast.
That was a cast. I enjoyed
that
movie.
It wasn't too bad. I thought it was good fun. I mean, you had Cate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock, so everybody, like, everybody else is just, like, a bit of a bonus.
Hang on. Rihanna.
I know. Like, why is she the third one I remember? She's in it more than I thought she would be.
She was good, I have to say.
She was the tech person.
Yeah. No, she was the jeweler, wasn't she?
I thought she was the...
I don't know.
I have to watch it again.
Whatevs.
The early years of the reign of name withheld, of name place held, and her difficult task of learning what is necessary to be a monarch.
Elizabeth.
Mm. 1998. That was kind of her big soiree into the
Hollywood.
International.
Yeah.
I think everything else before that, pretty much.
It was water rats.
Was just water rats, that's it. Name withheld becomes entangled in a Soviet plot to uncover a secret behind mysterious artifacts known as crystal skulls. Name withheld. Oh, that's the end. And she is the bad guy.
She's the bad guy.
She's the Soviet bad guy. Name withheld is a man.
It's not Indiana. Is it Indiana? Yeah, okay.
Crystal Skull. Really, 2008.
I was really not backing myself on that one. I was talking myself out of the answer.
People don't like that movie. It's okay. It's a bit of fun. There are fun bits.
Yeah.
Fun bits. When Hiccup and Toothless discover an ice cave that is home to hundreds of new wild dragons and a mysterious dragon rider, the two friends find themselves at the centre of a battle to protect the peace.
Ice Age?
What'd
you say?
Dragons. And a dragon rider, so the rider would probably have to train.
How to train a dragon? Two.
She plays Volka.
I've never seen it.
See what I mean? You have things like Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
Elizabeth. How to Train a Dragon.
I would never have expected her to be in that.
Oh, okay. Imprisoned on the planet Sakaar, name withheld, must race against time to return to Asgard and stop Ragnarok, the destruction of his world, and at the hands of the powerful and ruthless villain, Hela.
Lord of the...
No. Ragnarok, Asgard, Nordic, Marvel.
Did you hear me roll my eyes just then?
She played the bad guy in Thor Ragnarok.
I don't know that one. Nah, lost on me. Sorry.
A meek name withheld from the Shire and eight companions set out on a journey to discover the powerful One Ring and save Middle-earth from the dark Lord Sauron.
Were they Cronulla or Menai?
Yes, very good, very good.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Fellowship of the Rings. I decided to go with the original one. Mm. She, of course, is the Queen Elf.
She's a beauty.
She's very elvish, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Always has been, always will be.
Yeah.
She's more elf, less Bob Dylan in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And if anybody else says that, we'll get Eddie to purr in your ear again. Look, I think all of that was very good and very good and very good. All of it films? No, the stuff we watch was series, but a lot of film talk.
A lot of film talk.
Yeah. Do you ever watch films in Stardew Valley? No, you just watch the weather. What's your weather report?
Just the weather report.
Weather report. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
I'm going to watch Police Rescue now.